The television industry is a long way from economic recovery, but the Emmy Awards are still on. Voting for the awards started this week. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans has come up with his list of faves and the best shows to catch up on this 4th of July weekend. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So let's get this straight. There's probably not going to be much in production after this at all. So we're saying this is the best of for this so far this year, but it really means the rest of the year as well.
Well, you know, in a lot of categories, but they're still doing talk shows, they're still doing animated shows, and there's still a lot of shows to debut on cable especially. So I would talk about a couple of really important shows comedy-wise. The first one is Schitt's Creek, and that's spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-S, just so we don't get any complaints from the FCC.
You think after a couple seasons people would get it, but...
I always feel like I have to point that out because I don't want anybody to get fined. But basically, this was a great show. It started out under the radar. This is about a rich family that suddenly loses their riches and they have to move to a small town and somehow figure out how to live like normal people. It's very funny and folks should check it out. There's another great comedy on Netflix called Never Have I Ever. And it's a very interesting coming-of-age story of a young Indian-American girl whose father dies while she's in school, and she's trying to cope with his death, and then she decides she's going to try and make the best of her next year in high school, and she's talking to her friends to get them hyped up too, and we have a clip of that, so why don't we check it out?
This year, we're rebranding.
We are glamorous women of color who deserve a sexy high school life.
Fabiola, you are naturally snatched, but you dress like a helpful Honda guy.
What are you talking about? The janitor said I reminded him of his nephew. Favorite nephew.
Eleanor, could you chill out on your spontaneous show tune singing?
Not likely.
Well, if you refuse to change your personalities, I guess we'll just move on to step two and get boyfriends.
Boyfriends?
That's never have I ever. And what about your picks for best new dramas?
So there's this great drama called Unorthodox, also on Netflix, that is about a woman who was a part of a highly orthodox sect of Jewish people who lived in New York, and she eventually decides she doesn't want to live that life anymore, and she has to come up with this elaborate plan to escape that community and try to find the mother that she thought abandoned her. There's another great drama called I Know This Much Is True. It's an HBO drama, and it's based on a Wally Lamb novel, and Mark Ruffalo plays two characters. He plays twin brothers. One of them is struggling with schizophrenia. It is a tough show to watch, especially for people who've gone through grief, but the acting work in it is phenomenal, starting with Mark Ruffalo.
So that is a good segue into documentary series, and I know you have a couple that you really favor. Which ones?
Yeah, well, of course, everybody was talking about ESPN's The Last Dance, which is a documentary that takes a close look at the final season that Michael Jordan played with the Chicago Bulls. And in the spirit of new quotes from Michael Jordan, we have a clip that features him talking about how he used to try and egg his teammates on. Let's check it out.
I let my anger motivate the players by saying, hey, I want this. Do you guys want it?
He's not worried about hurting your feelings. If he hurts your feelings, you could leave. He would gladly tell you, get out. You don't want to play hard, get out.
Exactly. That's one of his teammates, Bill Winnington, talking. So you get a really up-close portrait that takes a look at all these things, and particularly given that there's no actual live sports being played now on television, or very little, it was a great release for sports fans who could at least watch a really thrilling championship game play out that happened quite some time ago.
Right, even if you know the outcome. So that's ESPN's The Last Dance. Let's talk finally about a special miniseries that Apple TV Plus puts out. It's called Little America. What makes it so special in your mind?
So it's a show that basically takes the true life stories of immigrants and then dramatizes them. The first story that I saw was this amazing story of a young kid whose family, his mom and dad, have to leave the country and go back to India to straighten out some problems with their immigration paperwork. And they wind up being gone for years. And he has to run the family-run motel. And so we have a clip where this kid is talking to his teacher who's trying to convince him to enter the National Spelling Bee. Let's check it out.
You know, Kabir, every year you win the school spelling bee. Have you thought about competing at the state competition at Salt Lake? I bet you'd win. And then you could go to nationals. I mean, you know, the finalists meet the first lady. Wouldn't that be something?
Miss Wren, I run an economy value in off Route 22. We're the third-ranked motel in Green River, according to TripAdvisor, and I'd like to keep it that way. I don't have time for spelling bees.
But of course, when he sits and thinks about it, he realizes that if he gets to meet the first lady, he'll actually get to ask her to help his parents. And I'm not going to spoil it by telling you what happens, but it's a really heartwarming story.
It's called Little America on Apple TV+. Eric Diggins, happy 4th of July to you, and happy viewing as well.
Same to you.